I can now officially reveal who the Springboks will be playing in 2025. That's right, folks, the fixture list has been released, and today you are going to get a front row seat to all the details on the box opponents for next year. Let's get straight into it. So it's probably the worst kept secret in South African rugby. Next year, in July, Italy will be touring South Africa for two test matches. About a month ago, I also did a video talking about the potential of us playing against the Italians. At that stage, it was just a rumor, but now it has been confirmed the Azzurri will be touring these shores in July 2025. Now, the last time that we played Italy in South Africa was in 2013, so it's been quite a while. You might remember that Samoa and Scotland were also in town. It was part of a sort of Four Nations competition, even though they didn't quite call it that. Before that, the last time the Italians toured South Africa for a series was in 2010. And back then, the matches were played in East London and Witbank. And you might say to me, Pete, those are unusual venues for the Springboks, and the reason that the matches were played there is because most of the regular venues for Springbok test matches were unable to be used because the FIFA World Cup was being played in South Africa at the same time. And FIFA have got funny rules when it comes to using stadiums that are already being used for their World Cup at the same time for a different event. Nevertheless, the Azzurri will be in South Africa, and the dates, I can confirm for you as well, will be the 5th and the 12th of July. Now, one of the reasons why I am particularly excited about this is because the 12th of July happens to be my birthday. And if the Springboks have ever played on your birthday, you will know it's not something that happens every year. Firstly, your birthday probably has to be on a Saturday, so that only happens every few years. And secondly, there's no guarantee that the box will be playing. I can remember when I was 14, or when I turned 14, my birthday was on a Saturday, and the Springboks played the week before as well as the week after. I was so disappointed. You can just imagine teenage me going, oh man, why are the Boks not playing on my birthday this year? But the Boks have played on my birthday on two previous occasions. The first of those was in 2003 when we beat Australia at Newlands in the then Tri Nations. Brent Russell was the star of the show on that occasion. And then in 2008, Ricky January scored a try right at the end as we beat the All Blacks in Dunedin. Best birthday present ever, I tell you. All right, so that'll be Italy. Now, you might say to me, Pete, okay, fine, it's nice to be playing the Italians, but why aren't we playing England or France or Ireland? Wouldn't that be better? Let me explain why that cannot be the case on this occasion. So the British and Irish Lions are touring Australia next year, so that rules out England, Ireland, Scotland and Wales. And as for the French, well, they will be touring New Zealand. Now, you might say, well, that's more of a blockbuster fixture, but not so fast. France's coach, Fabien Galthié, has already announced that they will not be taking their best players to the land of the long white cloud next year. So Antoine Dupont, Grégory Aldrit, Ntamack, Kaur, all those guys, Penor, Ramos, none of those guys are going to New Zealand next year. It's very much a second string side that will be going to New Zealand. And quite frankly, if you ask me, we've probably dodged a bit of a bullet there. It's better to be playing the Italians, I would say. Now, again, you might say, again, you know, Italy, whatever. Well, let me tell you something. Italy are actually the strongest they have ever been in the professional era. You might go, really? And I'll tell you, yes. If you have a look at what happened in the Six Nations earlier this year, they had their best ever competition. They beat Scotland, they beat Wales, and they drew against France. That is their best ever performance in the Six Nations. And you may have seen just the other day, they ran the All Blacks, maybe not close, but they gave them a really good workout. And I think that is what Rassie Erasmus and the Springboks will be hoping for. Yes, we are almost certainly going to win that series 2-0, but we want the Italians to give us a good workout, and I believe they will. Now, a third test match has also been announced in July. That will be on the 19th, and that is going to be against Georgia. Now, I'm particularly excited about this one because you might remember in 2021 when the British and Irish Lions toured South Africa, Jacques Nienaber and Rassie tried to organize two tests against the Georgians. The idea was that that would serve as a warm-up for us before we played the Lions, especially because, don't forget, we didn't play at all in 2020 because of COVID. Now, the Georgians did indeed play that first test match. It took place in Pretoria, but then there was an outbreak of COVID and they went home without playing that second test. So in a way, it's actually quite nice from our side to say, hey, you know what, guys, we never actually finished that series. Come on over. We're going to host you in the third test. Now, the venues have not been confirmed, but I've got a sneaky suspicion either the second test against Italy or the Georgia test will take place in Bloemfontein. And the reason I say that is because Willy Leroux is currently on 98 test matches. If he plays the first one against Italy, that puts him on 99. And then 100 would be the second test against Italy in Bloemfontein, his home ground. Or he plays one of the two, and then he plays against Georgia, and that is his 100th test, and that is in Bloemfontein, where he started out with the Cheetahs so memorably all those years ago. So that's what I think is going to happen. But again, as I say, the fixtures, the venues at least for the fixtures, have not yet been confirmed. Something else that is of interest is that our home matches in the Rugby Championship in 2024 were played in Johannesburg. They were played in Cape Town and Nelspruit, the two against the All Blacks and then against Argentina. So I think because of there's a sort of unwritten rotational policy that takes place, what will almost certainly happen is that one of those tests against Italy or the Georgians will probably be Cape Town, Johannesburg, and then I think Durban and Loftus will probably get rugby championship tests, maybe the two against Australia, and then maybe Qaybeqa might get the Argentina test, or there might be something that goes in some kind of rotational fashion. We'll have to wait and see, because as I say, SARU have not yet confirmed the fixtures. However, I mentioned there, I kind of gave it away, the Wallabies will be in town for two tests during the Rugby Championship. That's because this year we went over there and we played them in Brisbane and Perth. And because of the format of the Rugby Championship in 2025, the Australians will be coming to South Africa and we will host them twice. What that also means is that we will be headed to New Zealand for two test matches down under. How exciting is that? We're going to be taking on the All Blacks on their own patch in two tests in the Rugby Championship. Let me give you the dates for those quickly. The Aussies will be in South Africa on the 16th and the 23rd of August. Then on the 30th of August, that'll be a rest week allowing for the travel of the various teams. And then on 6 and 13 September, we will be in New Zealand. Again, those venues have not yet been confirmed. And then we'll come home. And on the 27th of September, we will host Argentina. And then we'll have to go to South America to finish off the competition. And that will be on the 4th of October. Now, I'll give you a little graphic very quickly confirming those fixtures. But just before I do that, one fixture that has not yet been confirmed, and I hope that it will take place, is the Qatar Airways Cup match. Now, remember, we did it for the first time in 2023 when we hosted the All Blacks at Twickenham and we annihilated them 35-7. And then this year, we took on Wales in the Qatar Airways Cup match, again at Twickenham, and it seems as if that was looking like it was going to become an annual competition. I hope that that continues. It'll probably be outside of the test window, so most likely a week or two before the Italy test series begins. So we could play Wales again, although again, with the Lions tour, I don't think that that's something that could happen. But you know what SA Rugby or SARU could try to do? We could play against Japan. They are available. They'd be a good opponent at Twickenham. Outside of that, we could maybe try and organize an additional test against Argentina. There are rumors that the Springboks and Los Pumas might actually play one of their rugby championship matches at Twickenham. Obviously, that would be a money spinner. I would really hope that instead of that, we play them at home in the rugby championship. And instead we say, hey, guys, let's play a third test match against each other this year. And we can do it at Twickenham. It's a win-win situation for both teams. So I would say either Argentina or Japan, that would be the way to go if indeed the Qatar Airways Cup match does take place in 2025. And I really hope it does. Here's those fixtures again confirmed for you. So on the 5th of July, we'll be playing the first test against Italy. Again on the 12th of July, the second test. Then on the 19th of July, we will take on Georgia. Then it's time for the Rugby Championship. On the 16th and 23rd of August, we'll be playing against the Wallabies in South Africa. 6th and 13th September, we'll be in New Zealand to play the All Blacks away from home. And then 27th September at home against Argentina, followed by a trip to South America on the 4th of October to finish off our season. Well, I say finish off the season. After that, it's the end of year tour, but those fixtures have not yet been confirmed. However, and this is quite exciting, I saw a little rumor yesterday on social media suggesting that France will be hosting the World Champions next year in November. I really, really hope that that fixture takes place. Wouldn't that be incredible to go and take on the French once again on their own turf? They will see it as a grudge match after that Rugby World Cup quarterfinal in 2023. And maybe there might be some people that would feel that it would have been better if we had played them this year. Either way, it would be a great fixture, in my opinion.